Hello, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining us to analyze the Piaggio full year 2014 financial results. Today's conference call will be held by Mr. Roberto Colaninno, Piaggio Group Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Gabriele Galli, Piaggio Group General Finance Manager. During today's conference call, we will use the material you can download from our website under the link Investors. Before going ahead, I remind you that during today's conference call, we can use forward-looking statements that are subject to risks that can cause actual results to be materially different. Now I'm glad to hand over the conference call to Mr. Gabriele Galli. Please.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. As usual, we will start with a short presentation. We'll start with slide number three. Starting with the market demand, you can appreciate that 2014 ended up with some improvement versus 2013. We started not so good at the beginning, and then we are improving, and improved particularly during the third and fourth quarter. The European two-wheel grew by 3%. Scooter were stable compared to 2013, while bikes were up by 8%. Asia Pacific was slightly negative, but throughout the year it improved, especially in Vietnam. Indian three-wheeler, which started not so good last year, improved, and at the end of the year were up by some percentage point, while the four-wheeler went down. Two-wheeler strong momentum is continuing. Moving from the market to Piaggio performance, the profitability was at peak level in the Western countries, also despite a flat scooter market. We have been confirming our leadership with a 12 percentage point lead over the next competitor. We have been able to enhance our premium positioning, especially through Vespa and MP3, which increased very much. We went up the stock in the dealer network despite the slight increase of the market. In America, we have been growing, especially in Latin America, thanks to the new introduction of mid-size bikes. The average price was up as in the last quarter. As a total result, our revenue went up both in the fourth quarter and the year to date. The most important countries in terms of growth have been Spain, France, U.K., and Holland, while in Italy and Germany, the demand was a little bit down. In Asia Pacific, the market was volatile, and our performance followed the market. Vietnam, at the end of the year, was slightly negative, but during third and fourth quarter have been able to improve, posting a double-digit volume growth. All the other countries of Asia Pacific went up growing for the fifth straight year. The most important in terms of growth have been Thailand, Taiwan, and South Korea. The prices were up despite the negative Forex. As a total result, we have been able to increase double digit in Q4, and excluding Forex, the turnover has been flat compared to 2013, despite the very slow start in the Vietnamese market during first month of 2013. Moving to India, we had positive result in an improved market environment. We have been able to increase our market share compared to previous year. The volume of commercial vehicle went up after 2 years of decline, especially the growth has been driven by the export, which was up by 50%, and also we've been able to increase in the four-wheeler business. Vespa is stable around 2,000 units per month. In terms of pricing, the average price went up, excluding the negative Forex. As a total result, our revenues were up by 4% versus previous year, which would have been 7% excluding the Forex effect, on the back of a very strong Q3, which was plus 19% in terms of revenues, and Q4, which was plus 12%. In terms of financial results, we have been accelerating growth during the year and widening our margins. Looking at Q4, the net sales were up by 9.7%. The gross margin was up by 15%, with a ratio net sales up by 1.3 percentage point. EBITDA was up by nearly 85%, with a ratio net sales at around 8.5%, which was up by 3.4 percentage point versus previous year. This drove the significant EBITDA uplift in terms of the full year, which reached the ratio on net sales at above 13 percentage points, the best performance since 2011. At year-to-date level, the gross margin was at 30.1, which is 0.6 percentage points higher than previous year, proving our effective pricing policy and efficiency on product cost. The OPEX has been in line compared to 2013, and we have been experiencing higher financial expenses, and the increase has been mainly driven by some one-off effect in 2014, affecting our performance, and some positive one-off effect, which we'll be commenting later on 2013. In terms of debt, we haven't been able to reach the target we were discussing during last conference call. The net debt was up by around 17 million euro at 493 million euro. But this was caused by three momentary causes. The first cause is the VAT credit delay we had in India in terms of recovering it, and this has been accounting for around 11 million euro. The second effect was the VAT recovery delay and the custom duty recovery delay in Vietnam, which has been of around 6 million euro. The third reason was the increase of warehouse, especially in raw material, because despite the growth we posted in the fourth quarter, our expectation in September and October were still higher. And at the end, the reduction in this expectation caused some higher inventory. What is very important is that the three effects are momentary. Starting from the first one, which is the VAT credit, we have been able to cash it on the 10th of February. So this effect will not be any more present in the closure of first quarter. The second effect, so the VAT and custom duty in Vietnam, will be recovered before closure of H1. And in terms of warehouse, it will be recovered between March, April, and May. So in June, this will not be present. So let's say not so good performance in terms of net debt, but momentary causes already recovered. Moving to slide number 5, you can appreciate the P&L. So net sales were up by 0.7 million euro plus 0.1%. Excluding Forex, it is plus 1.3%. Looking at the evolution of the sales by quarter, we started with a minus 8.8% in first quarter, Then we moved to -4.3% in second quarter. It became a +6.5% in third quarter, and finally +9.7% in the fourth quarter. So we can say that there was a considerable improvement throughout the year. In terms of gross margin, as we said before, we have been able to increase the percentage from 29.5% to 30.1%, meaning 0.6% of productivity. In terms of EBITDA, we moved from around €147 million to €159 million, so +12.5 million euro EBITDA, with a net increase in terms of ratio to sales from 12.1% to 13.1%. In terms of EBIT, the EBIT was up by €7 million from 62.6 to 69.7. Then we had the financial expenses, and as we said before, this year we had a non-recurring charge, mainly due to the buyback of the bond, accounting for around €3.6 million, worsening our performance. Last year, we had mainly three benefits. First of all, accounting for €2.5 million was the result of parent company's consolidated equity. Then we had around €2 million of capitalization of financial expenses following IFRS 23. And then we had some further advantage coming from foreign exchange. Excluding these effects positive in 2013 and, say, flat in 2014, the real financial expenses have been up this year by around €1.2 million, out of which a part is explained by a higher net financial position, partially compensated by a reduction in cost of the debt. As you remember, throughout the year, we issued the new bond at 4.6% versus the previous one at 7%. And in July, we renegotiated the revolving credit facility with a reduction in the interest of around 1.2 percentage points. So let's say higher financial burden is explained mainly by one-off item. Excluding the real interest expenses are around the one of 2013. So the income before tax was this year 26.5 versus 30.3 last year. Then this year the tax rate was around 40%, 39.2% at €10.5 million. Last year we had the one-off item of €24.5 million, which led this year the net income at €16.1 million, while last year it was at -€6.5 million. Excluding the one-off item from 2013 and 2014, including also, of course, the tax effect for the financial one-off item in 2014, the net income adjusted last year was €18.1 million, which compares to €18.6 million in 2014. Net financial position, as we already said before, was 475 last year and 493 this year. Moving to slide number 6, you can appreciate the volume in 2014 versus 13 full year and in the fourth quarter. Starting from the last quarter, we can appreciate an increase of around 2.8%, with India increasing by 0.3% in commercial vehicle, Western country increasing by around 18%, India two-wheeler increasing by around 26%, Asia Pacific up by 5.8%, and Western countries down by minus 1.2%. This increase in the fourth quarter led the full year at minus 1.6%, with Indian CV at plus 4, Western country CV at plus 6, India two-wheeler at minus 30, Asia Pacific at minus 3.5%, and Western country at minus 0.9%. Moving from volume to values, switching to slide number 7, you can appreciate the evolution of turnover. As we said before, last quarter was up by 9.7%. The Forex starting from Q4 started helping the turnover, and the contribution of Forex inside the 292 million euro of total turnover in the quarter accounts for around 10 million euro. Without this contribution, in any case, the increase would have been of around plus 5.8%. This increase is due to India, plus 12.4%, excluding Forex plus 2.3%, Western country CV plus 4.4%, India two-wheeler plus 55%, Asia Pacific plus 13%, 11.6% excluding Forex, and Western country plus 5.1%. So comparing volume with values, also without the contribution of the Forex, you can appreciate that during the last quarter there was in any case a positive contribution coming from pricing policy and mix. Full year performance was, as we said before, plus 0.1% higher than 2013. The Forex in this case, since during the first 6 months of the year was negative, had a negative effect of around 15.3 million euro, excluding Forex would have been plus 1.3%, and this growth is made of India growing at plus 3.5%, which would have been plus 7.3% excluding Forex, Western country plus 3.1%, Vespa India minus 24, Asia Pacific two-wheeler minus 2.2% or 0% flat excluding the Forex, and Western countries at flat level compared to 2013. Moving to slide number 8, you can look at the contribution of our business. So the total of 0.1% was a little bit negative in spares and accessories, positive by 3.5% in commercial vehicles, negative by 9% in terms of bikes, and positive by 1.4% for scooters. Looking at the trend in last quarter, you can appreciate a strong increase of motorbikes thanks to the launch of the new one, moving from minus 8.8% to 23.3% in the punctual data in the last quarter. And this similar increase was also in the other business, with scooters up from average of 1.4 in the year to 7.3 in the quarter, commercial vehicle from 3.5 in the year to 11.6 in the quarter, and spares and accessories from minus 0.6 to plus 8.2% in the quarter. Moving to slide number 9, you can look at the EBITDA evolution. The EBITDA was up by around 12.5 million euro, so the volume effect was negligible because the turnover was very much in line. Coming from a higher productivity of cost efficiency and pricing, there is an important increase in gross margin ratio from 29.5 to 30.1%, which led to an increase of EBITDA of around 7.8 million euro, and then there was a reduction in OPEX of around 4.5 million euro, leading the EBITDA to 169.2 million euro. Moving to the net result, you can look at both the reported and adjusted data. So last year we were at minus 6.5 million euro, including the non-recurring cost. The net result adjusted would have been 18.1 million euro. Then, starting from last year, we have been able to increase the EBITDA by 12.5 million euro, which we already commented in the previous slide. Then we had an increase in depreciation by around 5.5 million euro, an increase in financial expenses by 7.2 million euro, which we already explained before. Out of the 7.2, just to remind you, 6 million euro one-off item which benefited 2013 performance. And then a change in taxes of around 0.8 million euro, leading to a net result adjusted in 2014 of 18.6 million euro, higher by 0.5 compared to 2013. Then we had non-recurring financial expenses, namely bond backup accounting for 3.6 million euro this year, and the fiscal impact of around 1 million positive, leading to a net result of 16.1 million euro for 2014. Moving to slide number 11, you can look at the evolution of net financial position. We started with the 475. We had an operating cash flow accounting for 105 million.3 versus 78.1 last year. Then we had an absorption of working capital accounting from 14.3 million euro. We explained before the issue we had with VAT credit in India, VAT credit and custom duty in Vietnam, and increasing the warehouse, in especially in Europe and US. Without this effect, probably there would have been a reduction in working capital accounting for more than 15 million euro. But in any case, I mean, including this effect, we had an absorption versus the absorption we had last year accounting for 50.7 million euro. Then we had CapEx of around 95 million euro comparing with 87.6 last year, and change in equity and other, namely forex effect and dividends paid in 2013. This year this contribution was negative by 13.2 million euro, last year negative by 23.6 million euro, leading to a net financial position of 493 million euro versus 475 last year. Last slide, the balance sheet. As you can see, I mean, the trade receivable is very much in line compared to last year at 71.6 million euro. The inventory increased by around 25 million euro. Last year was particularly low comparing to the 2012 result. You can see that the real increase compared to what we also were expecting is around the 15-17 million euro, which we explained before. Then there is the commercial payable, which is this year 383 million euro in line with 2012, while last year it was 345 million euro. And then the other assets and liability, inside which there is the VAT and a custom duty credit, which we explained before, increasing by around 31 million euro compared to last year. This leads to a total working capital generating cash by 30 million euro last year and 16 million euro this year, with let's say an absorption of around 14 million euro. In terms of tangible plus intangible fixed asset, the sum last year was 964, this year is 987, with an absorption of around 23.2 million euro. A lot of this amount is, of course, due to the translation of foreign investment, so due to the appreciation of dollar, Indian rupee, Vietnamese dong versus euro at the end of 2014. Financial investments then are very much aligned to last year, to 10 million versus 9.9, and provision are very much aligned to last year as well. Total net invested capital is at 906 million versus 867. This is as a counterpart as a net debt of 493 versus 476 last year, and an equity at 413 million euro versus 392. The total ratio of debt on equity last year was 121, this year is 119. Okay. I believe we are done with the presentation and ready for questions.
Yes, and before going ahead, just for conversation sake, I ask you to limit the maximum number of questions to 3 per person, please. Thank you.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register for your question by dialing star followed by 1. To cancel your reservation, dial star followed by 2. First question comes from Mr. Gabriele Gambarova of Banca Akros. Mr. Gambarova, please.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody. I have just 3 questions. The first one is on the outlook. I see that the consensus goes for 180 million euros. I was wondering if you deem this level attainable for 2015. The second one is on Europe. You said that you had too much inventory in comparison to what were your expectations, so your previous expectations. So now I wonder what you see in terms of evolution of the European market in particular. And the third question is on India. Could you share with us your expectations even there in terms of volume evolutions, both for domestic market and export market? Thank you very much.
Okay, so in terms of outlook, I believe that the consensus at the moment is, projecting what we think. So the 180 million euro EBITDA is absolutely in line with our thinking. Probably there will be some sort of switch throughout the year, depending very much on the Forex, because the Forex really shows the devaluation of euro. So if the euro is devaluated, some part of our revenue will come also thanks to a positive contribution of Forex, especially the revenues coming from India, Vietnam, and US. But some lines down in the P&L, especially in the cost of purchasing, we may experience some increase in cost. I'm thinking about some components which we buy, for example, in China. Everything included, the Forex effect should be positive for us at the bottom line level. So we may experience some million euro profit coming from the Forex. But during the year, you can see some, for example, dilution of some 0.something percentage point at the gross margin level. Thinking about evolution of Europe. So evolution of Europe, We are, let's say, neither positive nor negative. So we are projecting volume in line with last year or slightly increasing. We see an increase in spare parts and accessories. There are some countries performing in a very good way, and this trend already started last year. For example, Spain last year grew by around 17%. France was good, UK was good, Netherlands was good. On the other side, Italy started so-and-so. Last year it was down by some few percentage points, and this year we see it flat or slightly negative. Germany is not performing so well, especially in the scooter. So motorbikes are pretty good, scooters are not so good. So putting everything together, we are in any case positive, because the volume should be in line or a little bit growing. Maybe this growth will not be seen 100% in the first quarter, because last year was good. Q1 in Europe was very good. I remember when we made the presentation of the strategic plan, Europe was up by around 10%, and it was April. But then Europe reduced a little bit. So even if in the Q1 maybe we may be at the same level as in 2013, then some growth should arrive. And something very important to say, what we did apart from in the market, we introduced a lot of new model, especially in motorbike. So we will be presenting three Motovuti this year. We will be presenting I cannot tell you the model, otherwise I'm not doing my job, but in any case, a couple of Aprilia, a couple of Moto Guzzi in the motorbikes sector. We will be presenting the e-bike in July, August. So let's say that we are positive. On top of new model, we played on pricing, making a good adjustment at the end of the year, and we also are increasing the turnover of spare parts and accessories. This in Europe. Then, we are presenting some new model in Vietnam, but your question was focused to Europe. India expectation. So last year, India had a very erratic market trend, because as you remember, it started at minus 15, then it moved at minus 5, then in April, May, there were the result of the election, so the market was positive double digit in the third quarter, and then in the fourth quarter, it was pretty flat. The beginning of the year is very much in line to last year, so some sort of a boom that we could have expected in the third quarter maybe will be a little bit reduced compared to what we were thinking some months ago. But there is a lot of optimism from May on. It seems that the new government should be issuing the budget guidelines for fiscal year April 15, March 16 in the next days, and so there will be some sort of push to consumption. So we are absolutely not worried for our sales in the first quarter, but we may be seeing an increase from May on, so let's say second quarter and third quarter. On top of that, of course, we are going to push on export, because export is something which played a very good role last year. There are now some difficulties in some countries such as Nigeria due to political problems, Sri Lanka a little bit, but in any case, I mean, the trend for this kind of product in Africa and in Latin America is positive, and we want to leverage on that.
Okay, thanks.
Next question comes from Mr. Filippo Brini of Kepler Cheuvreux. Mr. Brini, please.
Good afternoon. Very briefly, could you tell us which is the level of reverse factoring at the end of the year and also the same figure that was at the end of September 2014? Thank you.
Yes. So you're talking, sorry, about the factoring,
The reverse factoring, the effect on the...
Reverse factoring, okay. In any case, the reverse factoring, if I remember well, was around 90 million euro at the end of 2014, and was very much in line at September 2014.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Alberto Villa of Intermonte. Mr. Villa, please.
Hi, good afternoon. A couple of questions from my side as well. Just wondering, why do you expect a flat market in Italy? Are there any specific reasons why Italy is not recovering as we are seeing in other jurisdictions like Spain and France, for example? Why you think it's going to be a weaker market going into 2015? The second question is the same as for Europe and India, if you can give us an outlook on what are your expectations this year for volumes in the Asian Pacific region, maybe with some flavor on major markets like Vietnam and Indonesia. And thirdly, looking at the cash flow generation, the CapEx expectation for this year, what we should expect in terms of reduction in financial debt, and if the decision to pay a cash dividend this year is something that is going to be potentially proposed, and in which terms, in terms of payout for the following years. Thank you.
Okay, so Italy, starting from Italy, I mean, as you know, Italy is at the moment, unfortunately, not so important market. So, I mean, Italian market for us has an incidence of around, I tell you, in terms of turnover, around 12%. So, I mean, we are not worried, neither happy regarding Italy. Italy is a market like another. France, for example, for us is more important than Italy, such as India and Vietnam. In any case, for India, today the market is performing at around minus 1% or something like that. So, I mean, it's pretty flat. Maybe that in the future the market can increase as Spain was doing last year and is doing during these first months of the year, or as UK is doing. But we want to take, let's say, a not aggressive approach. So it's an important market, but not so important to influence our financial stability, and we want to play not in aggressive way. Looking at India, we expect at the end of the year a good growth. So in terms of sales, there should be a contribution also coming from Forex, just to give you an idea. Last year, Forex was around 80 Indian rupee per euro. This year, it is playing at around 69.70, so there should be a good translation effect. And in terms of turnover, we may forecast a growth, I believe higher than 10%.
For which region?
Talking about India.
India, okay.
I'm talking about India and especially commercial vehicle India. For Vespa, at the moment, we are expecting some increase, but as you know, I mean, the difference in terms of P&L coming from some thousand units more or less are not so relevant. So, I mean, when talking about India, particularly looking at commercial vehicles. Asia, similarly, should be increasing at a number higher than 10%. Let's say we hope 13-14% in terms of volume. And there should be also an increase coming from the appreciation of Vietnamese dong and other currencies versus euro. So let's say that in terms of turnover, they should be growing, and on top of that, we should be having the Forex help. In terms of CapEx, the CapEx for this year is forecasted at around the same level we had last year, so something between 90 and 100 million euro. And in terms of cash flow, we have a target of ending up at around 455, 460 million euro, which is, in line with our strategic plan, and which would recover this one-off item we had during the last part of the year, together with, you were asking about dividend. It has been deliberated by the board of directors, a payment of 26 million euro dividend for results in 2014, which is already, of course, accounted in the estimate of net financial position at the end of 2015 I'm providing you.
Okay, thank you very much. If I can follow up that I forgot to ask before, when we look at the Forex, and you mentioned some of the positive will be offset by an increase in the cost. Can you give us an idea what is the cost base in Europe that is linked to the US dollar or other currencies that might have a negative effect on your margins in Europe?
I mean, in Europe, I can tell you that we buy something around 60 to 70 million euro of material in a currency different from euro, which may be Chinese renminbi or whatever. Of course, part of it is covered because anytime we make the budget, we cover a part of the exposure so that we are ensuring some way the result at the moment of the budget. And when we made the budget, the dollar was not at the level that the dollar is today. It was much around 128, 129. So, I mean, the coverage was good. We have a full balance of this amount of purchasing we are making in Europe in external forex coming from the sales of product manufactured in Europe and sold in America especially or in Latin America. And then we have, so let's say the two are balancing. Then we have some positive translational effect of all the net result coming from India and Vietnam, which are done Indian rupee versus Indian rupee 100% and Vietnamese dong versus Vietnamese dong 100%. So this net result, then you translate back in euro, and so the fact that this year at the moment Vietnamese dong is at 24,000 versus 28,000, or Indian rupee is at 70 versus 80 last year, gives us a good help in terms of translating dividends coming up and accounting figures.
Thank you. That was very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Nicolo Storer of Mediobanca. Mr. Storer, please.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I've got two questions. The first is related to competitive environment. In particular, I'm referring to Europe and India. Could you please elaborate a little bit on this, because the feeling is that you are losing some market share in both markets. In India, if we exclude clearly the good performance of the export. The second question is related to the Indian Vespa. I was wondering whether the arrival of the new management has brought about some change in the strategy or some idea on how to sort out the problem of low sales or not. Thank you.
Okay, so starting from the first question, then the second one regarding Indian Vespa, we have with us Mr. Ravi Chopra, which is the chairman of Piaggio India. So the second question will be answered directly by him. As you know, he's in the board of advisor, and today was here for the board of directors. So the competitive environment in Europe, I'm positive in the sense that the fact that the other currencies are appreciating some way reduce the pressure coming from people manufacturing in Asia and importing the vehicles here. We have been in China with the chairman a couple of weeks ago, and what you can clearly see is that by the one hand, there was an appreciation of renminbi, and the same for the other all the other currencies in all the other countries in Asia. For example, in China, in 2008, the forex was at 7 RMB for euro. Now, 10 RMB for euro. Now is at 7. And at the same time, there was a very important inflation, increasing cost. So a worker was making a certain number of RMB, and today is making 60%, 70%, 80% more. If you combine the local inflation with the currency appreciation, it clearly appears that what is something bought or produced in China in 2007 was costing 1 euro, today is costing 2 euro. And so China and Far East country are becoming less competitive year after year. And this is particularly important for us because, when we have to compare with Honda or other manufacturer producing in Thailand, China, or wherever, and then here in Europe, they face this issue. And if they want to keep a constant marginality, they have to increase the pricing. So in terms of environment, we are absolutely not negative. And in this moment of, market reduction compared to 2007, 2008, we clearly see that premium vehicles are suffering less than bottom vehicle. Just to give you an idea, our net turnover of MP3 this year increased by around 27% compared to last year. And this is very strange because, I mean, we are in the middle of a crisis and a vehicle costing 9,000 and more increased the turnover by around 37%. The competitive environment in India, maybe Ravi for sure is able to explain better than me in a couple of minutes, is talking about 3-4-wheeler is fierce as everything, but I mean, in the 3-wheeler we are a market leader. We do not have, I mean, anything to be worried about because we have the scale, we have the product, we have the distribution network. So the fact that there is competition is normal. Maybe that if during the second part of the year there will be some expansion of the market, we and also all the other competitors will be able to take advantage of that. Then, regarding Indian Vespa, I hand over to Mr. Ravi, who hired all the new guys, commercial, and so on and so forth.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Just to give you an idea of what's happening in the Vespa market in India, we, as a policy, as a strategy, as a positioning approach, and as a pricing approach, are looking at creating a premium segment and owning a segment. Up till now, I can certainly say, not that we are fully satisfied, but certainly it is happening slowly but steadily. Patience is the key, and we do hope with our strategy in place, our network being further enhanced, there should be a possibility of improving the performance of the Vespa in India. What I can say is that it is going to increase slowly but steadily. Well, the strategy is different. We're not in the mass production line. We're not in the mass scooter selling line. The scooter market in India is very huge, more than 3 million scooters per month. Now, that being the market, opportunity is immense. But we are creating a different segment, and hopefully this segment will be not only created, it will be owned by us. Up till now, that has been the strategy, and it is showing us results. But we have to be a little patient with the growth of the Vespa in India. Although the scooter market in India is growing at 26% CAGR.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. We are ready for the next question and then that's it. Okay.
Next question comes from Mr. Michele Baldelli of Exane. Mr. Baldelli, please.
Good afternoon to everybody. I have three questions that could be even quick. The first one is about the US dollar, because you said that you hedged the costs on the exposure of the European production, but I assume that, let's say, the sales are not covered. So, I mean, in the short term, you could have the appreciation of the dollar increasing your revenues, but not the costs. Is this something that will expand your margin in Q1 and then will revert back? And for how long did you hedge these costs? First question. The second and third are on, let's say, accounting stuff. Is about factoring, pro soluto of receivables, if you can give us the amount. And then lastly, the CapEx 2015, what is the amount that you expect, please?
Okay, so starting from US dollar. US dollar, let's say, is naturally hedged. Because when I was talking before about this amount of purchasing in US dollar or related currencies of around 60-70 million euros, we have a similar amount of sales in US. So the invoice is in dollar and the cost is in euro because we produce in euro. So the two are offsetting one the and the other. And the point is that the first line will be a little bit pumped because, I mean, the turnover is increasing, because, I mean, the dollar is increasing. The second line, so the cost of the product, will be increasing as well. So when you will look at the P&L, you can see in the third line, which is the gross margin, something completely neutral in terms of millions, but with a lower percentage, simply because you are comparing the same quantity with a higher turnover.
Sure.
Then on top of that, we may have some advantage because some of the purchasing, for example, the one with in Chinese renminbi, is partially covered. And then thirdly, we have some, let's say, countries such as Vietnam and India. They produce locally, they sell locally, and so at the end, the forex fluctuation on them does not have an important role. But as a group, whenever we will be translating the net result, we will have an advantage in terms of a higher number of euro translated with a similar, the same amount of local rupees or local dollar. In terms of factoring, the factoring is pretty constant. This year was around 70 million euros. And this 70 is something constant through the years, related very much to the turnover. In 2007, we were making something more because, I mean, the turnover was higher. Then, I mean, it is reduced following the reduction of turnover. If the turnover this year will go up, for sure also the factoring, and so the the ability to generate cash will go up following the turnover. In terms of CapEx, as we said before, we are expecting a level between 90 and 100 million euro, which is in line with our strategic plan and in line with the performance of 2014 and past year as well.
Thank you.
Okay, so I think that this answer draws the call to an end. If you need to have a further info, you can call me later or during the weekend as usual. And thank you very much for attending the conference call. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is over. Thank you for calling.